Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Watch What Crappens ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
Get ready for a double load of Queen of Hearts. It's me, Jujubee, and I return to guide sexy singles through some raunchy blind dates. Cameras off, voice only. Launching during Pride, Queen of Hearts takes Miami by storm with daters Cuppy from Tampa Bay's Just Chaz and Brittany Brave, to name a few. Follow Queen of Hearts on Amazon Music or wherever you get your podcasts.
Watch What Crappens. Watch What Crappens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that crappens?
Hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all that crap on Bravo that we just love to talk about. I'm Ben Mandelker. Joining me today is the one and only Mr. Ronnie Karam. Hi, Ronnie. How are you?
Good. Hello. How are you?
I'm doing really well. We have a big below deck week. There were two episodes on this week, which is kind of crazy. So
I don't know if they're trying to burn through these or what they're doing, because there are also two episodes on next week. So why are you burning through this so fast, guys? Is it because Below Deck Down Under is coming and you're trying to get rid of sailing? Is no one interested in this love triangle? What is happening?
Right. I think that must be it. I think that they're just trying to, maybe they have to like get the episodes in before Down Under. I don't know. It's sort of weird. But either way, we have a lot of Below Deck, and we've recapped some episodes recently on our bonus episode, but obviously we're back here on our live main episode, and clearly we're going to be making up for lost episodes, because we have two. This is our first of two recaps coming this week for Below Deck Sailing, because there were two episodes on. But before we do that, let's talk about our tour. Okay, this week, I mean, we're really at the end of it. We're going to St. Paul. Big show on Thursday. We're going to recap Real Housewives of New Jersey. Then in Chicago, it's going to be Orange County the very next day. And then on Saturday in Columbus, Ohio, we are going to be doing Vanderpump Rules Secrets Revealed. So that's going to be really wild and really crazy. So go to watchcrappens.com to get those tickets. And then next week, grand finale. The finale starts in Boston, where we're going to be doing Orange County. And then in Foxwoods, That's the big, big finale. That's going to be next Saturday. We haven't decided yet what we're going to recap, but we put a question up on Instagram. It's on there right now. Hopefully you get it before it expires. But the question is up asking, what classic show do you want us to recap? We're looking to do like a Real Housewives or a Vanderpump Rules, something like that. So go submit your choice for what we should recap, what classic show we should go back and do a recap for. And that's what we'll do. So we'll have those results soon. And then, of course, by the way, we're on video. So you probably know the rules by now, but in case you're just listening for the first time, the deal is if you join or support on Patreon, the Crap is on Demand level, you get access to videos of these recordings as soon as they're released, and you have early access for a week, and then they get put up on YouTube for everyone to watch and enjoy. So if you want your early access, go to Patreon. You also get access to our bonus episode, our weekly bonus episode. I think this week we're going to do a bonus episode from one of the airport terminals that we'll be at this week, because we're going to be at many of them. So we're probably going to pop a squat somewhere and just like talk about people walking by. So that's all the big news. And now it's time to dive into a crazy love triangle. Are you ready, Ronnie?
Yeah, let's do it. I mean, I don't know how crazy it is. It's just like this show is just what happens when you're stuck in one place too long, and then you just end up fucking whoever's next to you. You know, we've all been there, right? Stuck elevator or two. We've all been in a bar at 2 a.m. when it's emptying out and the lights come on, you know, the clearance rack section begins. We've all been there. So this Gary, Daisy, and first of all, they're all on the show for a long time now, right? They're pros now. This is their, I think, third season each. So They know how all this works. They're all drama queens. They're all kind of ridiculous. And they're all also kind of loner type of people who aren't really ever going to be with anybody, probably, mm-hmm. right? Their first love is the sea. So it's kind of hilarious watching them kind of argue over scraps. It's like scraps arguing over scraps at the end of the night.
Yeah, I'm really into this love triangle, I have to say. I was really kind of swept up into both of these episodes that aired
last
night.
No pun intended, man.
Swept
no
up.
Pun intended.
I was like a piece of wind caught in a sail. If wind were
you're like
pieces.
A piece of trash being swept up by a maid on a boat.
I was like
fucking...
I was like a seagull that was like, that is the biggest seagull vagina I've ever seen. I'm going to go fuck it. And it turns out it's just a sail. Huh. But no. Anyway... I really liked it. I sailing yacht to me has become, I think, probably the best of the below decks, in my opinion, in my humble opinion. I thought this season has had a few dud episodes, as is wont to happen with below deck, because they, I think, ask for too big of an order. We've discussed this a million times. So they have to put in these filler episodes where they have to elongate episodes where nothing happens. But there have been some really good episodes this season. And now I feel like the season has actually, over the past like two or three episodes, kind of like come back right into like proper form. And so I'm really invested in this love triangle. I'm so angry at Gary. Gary is such a piece of shit. Gary is terrible. He's been so terrible for so long, and this season he's been really bad, but now he is like above and beyond terrible. And it like made my blood boil.
Oh, wow. Well, yeah. That's good.
I was feeling things.
No boiling blood here. I mean, listen, I feel like if I had sex with any of these people, I would need to boil my blood, because I feel like it can't be healthy blood. Not blood boiling. I do think it's really funny, though. You know, it's like I said, I'm going to stick with my pigeons fighting over scraps. It's like pigeons in a park fighting over a piece of dry bread. And by the way, they're all the dry bread. I'm not saying one of them is dry bread. I think they're all kind of the dry bread. So I don't know. I mean, I kind of like it. It's like watching Black Friday videos where people go into a Walmart and start fighting over a big screen TV and they're punching each other. Mm. I don't really get what it's like. And I'm like, you know, it's not even that good of a TV. It's like a Vizio, you know, and they're all fighting over it. But I still love to watch it. So that's kind of the feeling I'm getting watching this. I don't want any of these things, but I enjoy people fighting over them.
That's a fair comparison. So, and appropriately enough, this dual episode, by the way, we're only recapping the first one right now. We'll have the second recap will be its own separate Crappens episode. But this one opens up appropriately enough with a visual metaphor of so many things on Bravo, especially on Below Deck, just a clogged toilet full of shitty brown water. And for those who forgot, that was our cliffhanger, which was, are these toilets all going to explode feces all over every bathroom in this yacht? Which really is not out of the realm of possibilities, considering this yacht is, again, like just a whole bunch of twigs and popsicle sticks bound together with duct tape and cotton balls. So, I was bracing for the worst.
It is poop week on Bravo. We've been getting a lot of poop storylines on Bravo. We've got Summer House, Martha's Vineyard. We've got this show. So a lot of poop. So this one, they show us the poop. They do a lot of close-ups of poop. And then they'll do like, hey, let's go to a different bathroom and look at different close-ups of poop from their angle. And I just have to stand up for women here, because women are constantly getting blamed for poop clog issues, and I've been guilty of it as well. So I would like to apologize to every woman everywhere, because at my house, if there's a clogged toilet, I'm like, who's on girl time and who flushed that down the toilet? You know, this is the country and you can't do that. And I'm like, oh my god, it's not us, you know. Everyone here is like, you eat Volkswagens for breakfast and you're blaming us and our girl problems on your bathroom. So I just like to extend my apology there. But in this case, the men are doing it again. We're blaming the ladies, because the way that they're figuring it out is they're pressurized. Well, there, Colin, of course, who else but Colin? Colin is pressurizing the water. So they're all standing watch at toilets, separate toilets, and they're waiting to see if bubbles blow through each toilet. And then if the bubbles don't blow through the toilet, you know that your toilet is the one that's clogged.
Right. It's like a really horrific science experiment. So
it's like a new game show coming out on Fox. You know that this is actually going to be a game show one day. Don't put it past them.
Hosted by Jane Lynch. Something about like Clog It with Jane Lynch coming this fall on Fox.
She's like, I've got it on my contract. I've got a fresh suit every week because that shit does get on me occasionally. So I will do it. I will do it for the $10 a week. I will do it.
So, yeah, so we're waiting to see what's going to happen with this toilet drama, which I'm also curiously invested in. And the guys' toilets are working fine. And Colin does his like weekly, here's how a boat works tutorial, where he's like, what you have to do is you get this turd that's the size of a football out from blocking up these pipes. And what we're going to have to do is stop by pressurizing these lines. I'm going to push it, but you put too much pressure and you can have an explosion out of the toilets. It's exhausting. And if you explode it too much, you'll get a hole in the boat. The water's going to come in. We're all going to sink and die. That's what I'm trying to say.
And he sees Daisy and he's like, so, Daisy, this is what Gary called you, Daisy Poo, huh? She's like, you shut up, it's not my. And Colin's like, we're going to have to bleach this whole boat, you know, because finally they do push the air through and they push it through and it doesn't explode in anybody's face. Jane Lynch is safe for this round.
But we hear the sound. We hear like a, as it like the poop comes into the poop catcher. It's a pretty visceral moment.
It's really gross. So they have to bleach the whole boat. And then we get the new techno music that they wrote specifically for cleaning the poop. Because it's not their normal cleaning music. They get their own music because the cleaning has been elevated to there's poop on everything level. So that was great. That was great, DJ Trixie Monocle.
Yeah, poop
good
remix.
DJ SS Monocle. Good job over there.
Yeah, it was like the Tiesto poop remix. So now it's the tip meeting. And so, well, charter favor, everyone. Well, having a four-person charter gave us an opportunity to catch up and take a whole bunch of shits. I think we did really well. Alicia, I got to taste your food again. It really was delicious. So congratulations,
everyone. It also smelled great coming back out, apparently. So that was great. Thanks for that. Thanks for the raviolis that made the sound. We love that.
That was great. Yeah, maybe a suggestion. Maybe more fiber, Alicia. Maybe cook with more fiber. So anyway, $13,000 tip. So everyone's really happy. And the plan is to go to dinner tonight because it's also Gary's birthday. Birthday boy. Blah, blah, blah.
And he's like, but save energy for tomorrow because you're going to have the whole day off. I got you a private cabana on Blue Beach. So it's that day, you know, where they get their drunken shenanigans days. And we've still got half a season to go, which is insane because this is episode 10. Are we going to be doing 20-something episodes?
Well, they always say it's half a season, but it's always like only three more charters, you know. I think
we'll see.
That might be so. I don't know.
Daisy drops a champagne glass, and Daisy's very excited about this day because she's like, "What's not to be excited about? There's colon, there's beer. I'm sticked."
Yeah. So now they're cleaning, and they're setting up a party for Gary and everything. And Colin is making all these like fun cutout masks of Gary, and he's using like an X-Acto knife, which I appreciate that precision. And Lucy's like, I prepared my room for when I'm wasted later. I got water by my bed, and I got a charger. I got magnesium. I got M&Ms. I got no condoms because what's my rule? No sex. I'm like, somehow you're still going to fall out of that bed, even with everything up.
No shit. What you need is rope in the bed to tie yourself to it, and then a foam mat under the bed for when you fall off of it later. Okay. That's it. Yeah. We need to protect your bones before we protect your phone.
Okay. Exactly.
So Daisy's walking around going, I'm convinced everything stinks of shit. Which it does. It's not in your head. It's literally all stinking of poop. Does anybody want to go on this boat? You know, because they send out these emails to people throughout the season like, hey, you know anybody who wants to cruise and be on TV? Because they're always trying to find people to come onto these boats. No. I really don't. I don't know who would want to go on this boat. You're either going to die or be covered in poop smell.
Is this boat even allowed to be on the water? This boat reminds me of, you know, sometimes you just see someone with like a decrepit old truck, like a wagon sort of truck, and they just are whole, like, that's got like plywood on it and literal tape, and you're like, why is this on the road in front of me? This thing is about to fall apart right in front of me. Is this allowed to be on the road? Do the authorities know? That's how I feel about Parsifal right now. I like every time they show the engine room where there are like literal blankets from Marshalls that are taped around pipes. I'm just like, this cannot be safe for the seas.
I know. I'm like, wait a minute, that's a home sign that's done in wood cursive. I don't think you're supposed to be trying to put to stop a gap with that.
You put a live, laugh, love sign as a patch in a hole in the floor?
Those kitchen towels literally don't even absorb water, okay? Why are they sold all the time?
Oh, goodness.
So Colin's like, the situation with Daisy and I just feels so natural because we know each other so well. It's just comfortable. Gross. I don't know. I don't get that fucking your friends thing. I can't do it. I've tried it before, and we just always start laughing. Like, anytime I've tried it with a friend, we just start cracking up because it's like, you're naked. You know?
Yeah.
I don't know. I think you have to be a special kind of person to have sex with your friends. Like, how do you do it? I think it's just like the gay part of me that just has never really had like a real relationship that I don't understand how that works. Because I don't know. I prefer fucking people when I don't really know them that well, you know?
Well, if you can't be like in support of like me and Carl, then I'm not sure you're suitable for a wedding, Renny, because like I fell in love with my best friend.
Yeah, we fell in love with best friends together. So yeah, it's kind of a thing right now, Renny. Ha.
No, it's gross. When people are like, oh my God, we're just so comfortable. We're like best friends. I'm like, gross. Like, okay, I'll pick a booger with you, but I don't want to have sex with you. You know what I mean? So it's going to affect their relationship. He's worried because they're great friends, and they're going to work on being great lovers. So Gary comes up, and they all yell surprise because it's Gary's birthday, and God bless him because, you know, it's like that guy who keeps having birthdays, but everyone wonders how because he's like that lady from that commercial with a hole in her throat that's like, yeah. Don't let this happen to you, that we all see in the fifth grade to scare us, to make us not smoke, you know, and he comes up. And they're like, happy birthday. And only one candle is lit, which is lucky for him because This is how he blows it out. The candle flames just kind of like wavering, refusing to go out.
Candle's like, come on, you got to try harder. Come on, you got to do it. You can do it. So candle's like, blow me out. Come on. Just do it. You can do it. Come on. Blow me fucking out. Blow me out. Come on. Blow me out. Do it. Come on, man.
The candle just jumps out of the cake and onto the floor, like to extinguish itself.
I know. Gary also does that thing where he chokes on his own laughs. He's like, and you're like, oh my God, someone please just give him an oxygen mask at this point.
Yeah, Gary. My God, I feel like if I had a pencil, I would just shove it down Gary's throat to sharpen it. It's just like pure sandpaper.
So, Gary's like, well, I want to have the best birthday ever. And, you know, you got a Gary and you got a Gary and you got a Gary. So.
You can't laugh. I can't. It grosses me out.
It's terrible. I won't unleash it. I won't do that noise anymore because I think it's like not worth the pain. The accuracy is not worth the pain.
And you know what's funny about this to me is he's like, you get a Gary and you get a Gary. He's doing the Oprah, like, you get a car and you get a car and you get a minivan and you get a minivan. And everyone was all excited. It was like the biggest giveaway on TV ever. And then everyone figured out that they were stuck with the taxes. And that's just so something that Gary would do. You know, it's like, you get part of Gary, you get a little part of Gary, you get, and then you're just left holding the bag later. This, you know, either Gary's not going to pay for dinner, Gary's going to give you some STD, Gary's, you know, it's just, it never ends up well for people who find a Gary under their seat.
I feel like this is how COVID felt when it like arrived in 2020. It's like, hey everyone, like, you get a Gary and you get a Gary and I'm Gary. Like, the COVID's actually named Gary and it's like so excited. It's like, it's my birthday. I'm a new virus. It's my birthday. Hello, everyone. And everyone's like, oh, please. But everyone just somehow has, everyone gets Gary in the end. And it doesn't matter if you've had a vaccine, it's too late. We've already been Garyed, you know?
It's like you're as cautious as you can be, but you're going to eventually get the Gary.
Yeah. And then there's like protests about Gary. So then Mads is like hanging off of Gary's shoulders because she's going to be nice to him again because she was mean to him last episode. She's like, are you going to be mad at me? You're such a needy ass. And Gary's and just like
clip of him bitching to Lucy on the beach right in front of Alex. So Lucy would go tell on him so he could start some drama and get some attention. Where he's like, I don't know why she's not paying any attention to me. Yeah, but really it's my feelings. And then, of course, Lucy went straight to her and was like, you know what I said? I said that it, you hurt his feelings. Mance is like, ooh.
So Gary's like, well, there's not enough Gary for everyone tonight. Blah, 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 blah. And Daisy's like, well, why don't we drink every time you fuck another waitress, Gary? And so now, like, oh, poor Gary. Gary's sad now that Daisy said that. Despite the Gary inflicts so much pain on so many people season after season, but God forbid someone gives him a little shit. So he's like, Daisy, please come down here, please. Daisy, can I ask you a favor? Just because it's my birthday, like, you have to be nice to me. And she's like, well, I'm always nice to you. And she's like, no, but, like, you can't shove me under the bus tonight. Like, you always bring me down in front of everyone. And then we see a montage of Daisy just, like, shitting on Gary.
Yeah, she's like, yeah, Gary needs a joy and his pot belly's out of control. Cut to, your floor's open and brush your hair. Cut to, you just had dinner, but there's people that need to go to bed and you're smoking a cigarette, Gary. You fat, smelly, hair unbrushed, man bunned idiot.
Gary, you missed a goal in second grade when you're playing soccer. Think about that.
It's like, oh, blah, blah.
And she's like, maybe I took it too far, taking the piss out of Gary, but if he was so upset, I don't know why I never brought it up till now. I don't really got it. So she's going to try and out-victim him by being victimized that his feelings were hurt. And then he's going to try and out-victimize her because she's getting him with her wit, which he is not, you know, he does not have as a weapon. What am I trying to say? He's not armed with. You know, his weapon is hurting people's feelings with his penis. You know, it's like breaking their hearts or making them feel he has feelings with them and then fucking around on other people. But she can use the wits. So he's like, this isn't a fair fight.
Yeah, I don't know if they're like, I don't know if it's a victim off, but I think it's for sure he is trying to make her feel bad. It's like he's basically doing, he's negging essentially. He's going to, you know, try to make her feel really bad. And then she does feel bad because of it, because he plays mind games all the time.
Right, and then it's, she like walks around revenge, telling everybody, how could he make me feel so bad about making him feel so bad? I was like, oh my God, for Christ's sake.
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
Celebrity feuds are high stakes. You never know if you're just going to end up on Page Six or Dumois or in court. I'm Matt Bellassai.
And I'm Sydney Battle. And we're the hosts of Wondery's new podcast, Dis and Tell, where each episode we unpack a different iconic celebrity feud. From the buildup, why it happened, and the repercussions. What does our obsession with these feuds say about us? The first season is packed with some pretty messy pop culture drama, but none as drawn out and personal as Britney and Jamie Lynn Spears.
When Britney's fans formed the Free Britney movement dedicated to freeing her from the infamous conservatorship, Jamie Lynn's lack of public support, it angered some fans. A lot of them. It's a story of two young women who had their choices taken away from them by their controlling parents, but took their anger out on each other. And it's about a movement to save a superstar, which set its sights upon anyone who failed to fight for Britney.
Follow Dis and Tell wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free on Amazon Music or the Wondery app.
So then Chase is like, I'm not the smartest guy in the world, but tonight I'm trying not to offend anybody because I respect women and I like them. So my goal is to be just less. Tonight, instead of telling them, hey, can I take shots out of your tits? I'm going to say, may I have a sip out of your breasts? If that one works.
And then can you be my wife and stay in the kitchen the rest of your life? So now they hop into vans, go out to dinner, and Gary's, he's like, well, yeah, well, you know, Chase, those ladies were, like, really into you, like your southern charm, blah, blah, blah. And Chase's like, well, all of them were definitely tens in their heyday, so I imagine they know some things. Hey, you, I bet they know how to play some Twister.
I like this. He goes, if she's got a beach house and one fit on a banana peel, hoo-wee, she's an automatic 10 to me.
You're still probably not going to be in the will. If that's what you're looking for. So they get to the restaurant and Lucy's like, this is nice. And then she falls over on a table. And then Chase is like, well, this place is sick as fuck. I was like, the only thing that was missing was like a piece of straw in his mouth and like a little like overalls at that point.
Yeah. Let's see. They're both just, I mean, everybody's just kind of sitting down to dinner, you know, talking about how gorgeous the place is. And Lucy's like, I need some sunglasses. And Mads and Gary both hand her theirs. And she goes, I meant I need to borrow them. I don't need them right now. And Alicia's quick to point out, she's like, you know, I got the best compliments today in the tip meeting, and I'm just really stoked with my compliments, guys. I was like, oh, that's so sweet. Hold on to those. Hold on to those real tight, because those are about to be crushed later in the episode.
Just yeah.
Hug those tight at night. Well, you never know what you have until they're crushed.
Yeah, exactly. So then Daisy Daisy pulls Alicia and she's like, well, I feel awful. You know, Gary pulled me down and was like, can you please be nice to me tonight? And I'm like, oh my God, I always thought I was nice to you all the fucking time. Every single time I told you your fly was down or your body odor smelled or you're just a big old man slut. I thought that was very nice of me.
She says, I stand up before him in every corner I can. It's like,
do you? I don't think so.
And she's like, but the point of hurting somebody's feelings and not even realizing it, I feel awful, like awful, awful. I can't even be around him now. I just feel like this awful person and everything I say is wrong. It's like, okay.
Yeah. Alicia's like, well, I don't really know what to say to this. I'll just throw some Australian slang in it. It's a pretty hectic situation. All right. See you later, boy.
Is that Australian slang? Hectic?
Hectic. This is so hectic. Yeah, Australians always say that. They love saying that something's hectic. Well, it's hectic. Mm. It's like when Americans say random. That's so random.
So back to the table. Everyone's loving the food. And Mads is holding Gary's hand now for some reason, which is super weird. I like that Mads is like the Gary in this situation. You know, yeah. She's like, I'm just going to string him along. And then I'm going to crush him. Then I'll string him along some more. Then I'll crush him. Then I'll have sex with him. Then I'll crush him some more.
Yeah, I'm really digging Matt. I'm liking Matt so much more than I ever thought I would. But yeah, she's like holding his hand. She's like, oh, I guess it's his birthday, so I'll hold his hand. So he's like, well, I really love this affection, Matt. And she goes, is it not enough? And he's like, no, like it's more than enough. She's like, well, this is more than I normally give, so you should be happy.
And Alex is watching them, and he's like, I mean, if I was just more forward, apparently that's what works for Mads. Like, she would definitely go for me, but that's not my style. And knowing that Gary is, like, hyper-dramatic, stealing the boss's girlfriend might not be the best move.
Yeah, I mean, I understand playing hard to get, but there's also just, like, being hard to get. Like, being, like, not just, you have to tag in a little bit if you're going to play hard to get, you know?
I think Alex is the top shelf. I think he's just like watching the homelier people have sex.
Yeah.
Alex is like, I'm not fighting for any of these people. Are you kidding? I'm Alex. Have you seen me? Do I need the wind? All right. Cue the wind machine, please. The wind machine. His hair is just like blowing back gloriously as he winks at the camera. He's like, I'm not fighting for any of these fools. Are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah, it's pretty remarkable that he has not fallen into the blow deck trap. Like, he has not tried to enter a love triangle. He's just sort of like, whatever. I'll go back to Miami. So now Daisy's with Colin, and Colin's like, so what's happening in your world? She's like, oh, I'm just over dinner. I'm over it. And then Chase is like, can I just say, by the way, to all these future mommies, that I've never been to a dinner with lovelier looking ladies in my life. And I'm not hitting on you. I'm just saying, cheers the mistakes that I regret already. Now, who will let me do a shot out of their bosoms? Anyone? Anyone?
So they do shots and he just like crashes into the van and he's like walking his feet on the ceiling wasted, you know. So it's like that drunken time in the van and Gary and Mads are making out. And so Alicia has Chase with his feet on the ceiling, and then she's next to Gary and Mads making out. She's like, guys, I'm stuck between a lot here, right? Can we maybe, you know, talk about something normal? Prep work. It would be fun. Or if you had radishes, beets, and filet, which would you prep first? I'd go with the beets, personally.
Mary, prep, filet. Who wants to play?
So, Mary prep grill.
Right? Okay, I grilled the radish. I know, surprising. I prepped the filet, and what was the other one I have to do? I don't remember the other option I have. Mary,
there's a radish, a beet, and a filet.
And I do something, whatever it was, the beet. I marry the beets. You commit to a relationship
because I would never want to put it in my mouth, and I don't think you have to do that with married people anymore. I would grill the radish because why not? Who's ever had grill radishes? And I would fillet the beet just so it would look violent in the goddamn kitchen, so my husband fillet would never try to touch me.
Well, what about this? What about what was it? It was grill. What were our options? Marry, grill, fillet.
Can't play this game. Grill, right? You're cut off from this game. Marry, fillet, marry, or grill.
Okay, how about this one?
Marry,
how about fillet, or kill? Burn yourself, fillet, or grill. Which thing would you like to burn yourself on?
Burn yourself with sugar, burn yourself with fire, or burn yourself with hot air. Which would you rather? It's like, Alicia, we don't want to play your chef games, okay? They suck.
I'm still workshopping the three options, but I really like the burn thing. It feels very relatable.
Perry,
to people.
Shuck or till? They're like, oh my God, now we have to till something? Farm to table. Farm to table.
It's hectic. So, but Lucy is actually playing a game. She's like, three things in life that I can't live without. Okay, penis, chocolate, and mana. And then Dee's like, and tampons, and also sleep. So I guess that's four things. I'm like, well, technically it's five, but that's okay.
No, Lucy's sure. Counting. Bless her heart.
Yeah, we'll circle back to this in the uni episode.
Yeah, and Daisy's like, well, I'm kind of sober. I don't know about it. And Lucy's like, me too. I need to piss so bad. So, you know, they get back. They're all drunk. And Lucy's trying the hot tub, but it's too hot. She's like, it's 800 degrees in this hot tub.
Yeah. And my favorite part of the episode is that in the drunkenness, Gary's standing with Lucy at one point, and he's like, all right, catch me and hold me for a photo. And like, he jumps into Lucy's arms and she just lets him fall to the ground. Oh, it's so good. I rewound it five times.
So then Alex, Mads, and Lucy are in the hot tub and they do like a three-way kiss thing. And yeah. Mads is like, oh my God, it finally happened. Me and Alex kissed. We finally kissed. Mm-hmm. And he goes, hey, you know what we should do? We should make out tomorrow. And she's like, don't tell Gary. Mm-hmm.
So then Gary goes up to Colin. He's like, so you're going to hook up with Daisy again? Eh? And Colin's like, yeah. He's like, well, tell me what's happening. You're going to get a little pumped tonight. What are you going to do? Like, talk about a toxic friend gathering this information, and then he's going to undermine it 100%. Oh, God, this guy's a creep.
He already is. He already has been. Hasn't he already been going to Daisy behind Colin's back, being like, Daisy, I know you like me, Daisy.
Yeah, it's a reiteration. I'm just reiterating. It's like every time he does it, it's like a fresh wound for me.
Yeah, and then they wrestle. They start doing that. They're like, we're guys on a boat. Let's wrestle, brew. So they wrestle. And then Lucy is sucking on a big bottle of champagne. And Colin and...
She spits it out in the tub. For some reason.
Colin and Daisy are at the bar, and Daisy's like, so are you going to come over and give me a hug, big boy? And then Gary comes over and takes her and bends her backwards and kisses her. And he's like, I don't want you to be mad at me, Daisy. And she's like, I'm not mad at you. I'm sorry I hurt you for hurting me, for hurting you.
Yeah. And then she's like, I'm mad at myself. I'm so sorry I made you feel bad. He goes, well, it just hurts, you know, coming from you, it hurts. From anyone else, it doesn't. But like, because I care about you so much and you and I get along like a house on fire, or more like this boat. I don't have to even say the fire part because that's just implied.
And he's kind of pretending to cry. And he's like, coming from you, it hurts. From anyone else, it's fine. He's like, and he tells us, regardless if we have conflict, I believe we serve chemistry. But it's hard for the feelings because I have feelings for Mads. And they're different from the feelings I have from Daisy. That you could even compare feelings from someone who doesn't even like you, is way too young for you, and is never going to speak to you again once this boat docks, to somebody that you actually know and have hooked up with like multiple times. says a lot. I mean, the fact that you would even compare those two. He's a drama queen.
Yeah. Does he want like a cookie or something? Congratulations. You put yourself in a stupid situation and now you want us to feel bad for you? I don't think so.
You're like that kid from Matilda. You just want every pie in the shop. Okay. Pie man.
Pie wanter. So then Daisy and Gary are kissing and hugging. And then Mads walks up. She's like, I feel like I'm interrupting. And she's like, God, you don't even know what you want, bro. You know, and so Gary's like, no. She said, well, you and Daisy, like, I don't know what's going on. And it's like, really not my issue. So he's now like trying to save face with Mads.
So then they're in the hot tub and she's like, what's even going on with Daisy? And he goes, oh, now you care. And she's like, she tells us, I could get mad about this. Like, if this was my boyfriend, I'd probably flip a fucking table. But I don't even actually care. I'm just like taking care of me and that's it. So then they make out. And I mean, of course. And Alex is drunkenly blowing his phone hole clean in the dark, which I don't know why that shot was so funny, but it's like your phone won't charge and you're just, I feel like we've all been there drunk, just blowing our phone hole, you know,
or at least a Nintendo cartridge. So then Gary and Mads are just like making out some more. And then he like knocks something over and Daisy goes into Colin's room and she's like, come sleep with me. And so he's like, no, just lie here for a second. She's like, well, I just want you sleeping next to me. So they cuddle up and she's like, oh, I've never had experiences like this. What I do with Colin, we're friends more than anything, but I can see us falling into a relationship. And like, he makes me feel so secure. He's kind, he's loyal. He loves to wrap me up with insulation, put it in duct tape. I don't know why he does that. He says it's just habit at this point, but it's kind of cozy.
And then Gary and Mads are boning in the guest room. Or are they in the guest room yet? Yeah, they're in the guest room now.
It's hard to tell.
So, he's like, oh shit, look at Mads. Happy birthday to me. Happy birthday to me.
Oh, goodness.
What does Gary's penis do? Because you hear Mads like, oh yeah. Like, she's apparently enjoying herself. How can you sleep with that?
Listen, he's had a lot of experience, so one thing I will say is that he probably knows what to do, but yeah.
I just can't imagine. His penis must be, like, whatever he's doing with that thing must be amazing, because he sounds like
a
hot air balloon, like, being shot down from the sky, you know?
He sounds like some sort of vessel that's sinking in a bog. It's just the last few bubbles as it goes under.
Yeah. So it's the morning. The boats are sty as usual. Daisy is snoring really loud. She's got her Fred Flintstone snoring going on. And Colin wakes her up and is like, Daisy, you're snoring. And then we cut to Alex with a big boner in bed. God, I love that guy.
And then Chase is like, there's more snoring, and Chase is like, I think I picked the wrong room. I should have bunked with Glenn. Daisy snores like a bear. Fuck me, man. I feel like Chase talks so much and no one listens to him. You know, like, whether it's us, whether it's the people in the boat, like, he just talks into the void.
Yeah, people just ignore him. His lines are usually to nobody.
Yeah, like, the producers don't even care. They just are like, I don't care what he's saying. We'll just plug in some soundbite for him and just see how it goes.
And I totally get it as someone who lives alone constantly. Like, I talk to myself all the time. It's why I'd, like, put a fish in every room or have a dog somewhere so that I don't feel as crazy. Like, I'm talking to something, you know, but I get it. So Gary climbs into his bunk and immediately just farts. And Daisy's like, oh, my God, gross. And she gets out and runs out of there.
Gary's like, oh, I didn't even see it, blah, blah. So now it's time to wake up. The yacht is totally trashed. And so they're all cleaning up before they go on their big day out. And Gary's like, oh, well, let's have a good day, Daisy Poo, blah, blah. And then Gary goes up to Colin's like, so you and Daisy hook up again last night, Colin, blah. And in the room this morning when I came in, so, like, you know, she's like, oh, I let it rip. And then all of a sudden I saw her storming out. And I was like, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah. So then they're off in the vans for their day. So Gary's like,
I'm sorry to interrupt. Gary goes, let's just have a drama-free day today, okay? And whenever drama people say that, that means they're gearing up to bring up the biggest drama that they can think of.
Yeah, because he just had sex with Mads, and he knows that Daisy just slept with Colin, and because he saw it. So he chooses to start the morning by coming up behind Daisy and like hugging her from behind and kissing her neck and talking about what a good day he wants. Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't want any drama at all today. Mm-hmm.
Huh? Yeah. Fuck off.
None at all. Huh?
So, yeah. So now they're going off. They're all getting dressed up. They're in their vans. And then, of course, Gary is gossiping and he's like, well, him and Daisy hooked up again last night. And Colin's like, well, how do you share a cabin with that woman? I mean, she snores like a fucking freight train. And Matt's like, well, I wouldn't call it normal snoring.
So then Daisy in her van is like, I'm so sweaty. And Chase is sweating his balls off, man. And she goes, yeah, men sweat. I slept in Colin's bed and I was like, you're literally like a radiator. I'm like, ooh, Daisy slept with Colin.
Alicia's like the last one to know. She's like, what? This is so hectic.
So this is the unsexiest sexy show on TV. It's like got the most fucking, but Daisy's like, I'm sweating my balls off. And Gary's just farting everywhere. And Daisy's snoring like Fred Flintstone.
Feces is bubbling up from the toilets. It's like,
oh, it's probably coming to bed smelling like the poop that he just cleaned out.
There's like, they're on a sinking vessel. It's just like so unromantic.
It's like in one of those movies that takes place in like the 1800s and they go to the old whorehouses or whatever and everybody's like covered in soot. You know,
it's Rob.
Like,
yeah.
That's what it is. Like, hey, what you want, big boy? And everyone's like missing all their teeth. You
it's
know?
Daisy Miss Rob. Daisy Miss Rob.
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
So they go to the beach club, and Alex is like, I wish Glenn was here, but otherwise it's perfect. He's so cute. So
cute.
Meanwhile, Glenn is back home on the e-foil. Like, his story today is trying to use the e-foil and learning how to fly.
Yeah, Glenn's gonna take a stand today, a literal stand. His goal is to stand on the e-foil. So he's working on that. And then Alex and Gary are frolicking in the waves like two seals. And then now everyone's like hanging around drinking. And now Gary's back there and he's like touching Mad's belly button. She's like, why are you doing that? And then Colin and Gary are talking. And Colin goes up to Gary and he's like, hey, bro, stop being clingy. Stop being clingy. You're gonna ruin it, bro. And, you know, Gary's like, of course, like, you want to see ruining something? I'm going to show you ruining something.
So then later, you know, everybody's getting shit-faced, and Colin is talking to Alicia. Okay, Alicia, who's just had all the compliments in the world. She's finally feeling confident on the boat. She's super stoked to be there. So Colin comes over, and he's like, hey, you feeling confident this season? And she's, yeah, I'm doing a lot better with things, thank you. I ended up going reddish, beet, filet in the end. And he's like, oh, yeah, you're doing great. You know, the chef last season, I mean, that guy was like that. He was like up here, you know. And she goes, oh, so you're saying like he was just like on a completely different level. He goes, oh, yeah, like up here. She's like, oh, so the other chef, a whole nother level than me. And he's like, oh, I guess I shouldn't have said that, huh? I mean, come on now. Don't get upset. We can recover from this. What the fuck is wrong with you?
I know. That was
like,
so
Marco's
cruel.
Not here to make women cry, so you have to do it in his place? Like, what the hell,
that was
dude?
So mean. I mean, I don't think he really meant it on purpose. I don't, like, if it were Gary, I would say, like, oh, Gary was playing a game. I think Colin, like, I really don't know. Because you could see, like, Colin felt genuinely bad about it. But I'm just like, well, what are you thinking? And by the way, when he was raising his hand to be like, he was up here. He has like an inner arm tattoo. So I paused and I read what his tattoo said. This is what his inner arm tattoo says. Realize deeply that the present moment is all you will ever have. So,
oh my
pretty deep.
God.
Pretty deep,
for
bro.
God's sake.
Pretty deep, Colin.
That's so funny because every time you look at it, it's like a reminder of the past. Interesting. Whoa. All right, let's get caught in that one for a while.
Every moment is a moment.
I don't know that Colin is so innocent and Colin doesn't mean anything by it. I really don't know that about Colin. I have not learned that about Colin. What I've seen about Colin on this show, like, I really like him. I find him charming, good looking. God knows he's good at what he does. I think he likes to stir a lot of shit. I think he's a gossip. I think we saw glimpses of it when Gabby was on the boat. And I don't know. I mean, I think that part of him might just, the producers are like, fuck with her. Make her do something. We've got a chef that hasn't broken down all season. Make her cry. Do something. I mean, what the hell? Why does a chef just get to, like, coast, you know? Because that seems like a pretty purposeful thing to do. To go up to a chef who you know has had a rough time, like, feeling secure this season and be like, yeah, the last chef was way better than you. So I'm glad you're feeling confident. Especially when you start the conversation off with, you feeling confident? I don't know. There's something fishy going on there with this guy.
Yeah. But also, like, having been on the receiving end of so many moments like that, people just don't think. It's shocking. We're always like, we always are suspecting ulterior motives because we watch so many, especially Real Housewives shows, where there are ulterior motives that usually pertain to, like, presence on a show. But, like, there are, like, a huge number of people who just don't think before they speak. By the way, I'm one of them. I just want to say, I'm one of them.
I was going to say, hi, welcome to Watch What Crappens.
I know, welcome okay. to this podcast.
Yeah, but you it's sound amazing. Like an iTunes review.
It's amazing how many people will just say stupid ass things. People say stupid things all the time. And it's not to let Colin off the hook. It's just shocking how stupid people can be. And while he is a shit stirrer, to his credit, he's also a shit pumper and capturer. So he does deal with a lot of shit.
He does clean a good toilet.
He does.
So we'll give him that. So he's like, oh, God, I shouldn't have said that. We can recover from this. And she's like, I mean, I feel like I'm finally finding things simpler in the galley. And he goes, oh, you know what it is? It's like that he's 12 years older than you. So that's what it is. It's not that he, you know, so yep. Of course he's better. How can you be that good when he's that much older than you? And she's like, I'm going to go to the bathroom. Well, and he's like, are you upset?
Let me clarify. It's not that. It's just more like he's innately talented and you probably had to learn it and you really haven't learned it very well. That's all I'm trying to say. No, that came out wrong. I think what I'm trying to say is you're not a very good chef. No, that's not what I meant to say. Help me out here.
It's like all I'm trying to really say is that you know how you're really good at crying? He's that good at cooking.
Yeah. You know how, like, every time you put your hand on the stove, you burn yourself and you never learn? He's like that, except he always learns and he doesn't burn his hand. He just cooks really well. Sort of like that, you know?
Yeah, it's not great. So she's just, like, runs to the bathroom to cry. And she's like, what a dickhead thing to say to somebody. And she's like, I'm just striving to be my personal best. I don't need someone bringing me down. And so Chase is now talking to Colin. And Colin's like, I mean, what did I say? And Chase is like, can I give you some advice, bro? When a woman asks you how she compares to someone else, you say, you're the best, okay? No matter what, dummy. And he's like, oh, so I should just lie through my teeth. That's what I should have done. And he laughs. He's an asshole, you know? We get glimmers of this guy being an asshole, and this is one of those times.
So Alex is really having a great time, by the way. As bad of a time as Alicia's having, Alex is having a great time because he's in the sun and he's got wind in his hair. So Gary's like, oh, you look like Jesus, bro. And Alicia's meanwhile, like, bawling in the bathroom. And then the girls are all, like, talking about Colin being super hot. And Lisa's like, I would wrestle him
for days if I am any single day.
And Daisy's like, oh, don't you worry, we can all share. So then Daisy's like, well, you know, I'm sorry, Gary's like, Daisy does have a moderate body, doesn't she? I love your body. Daisy, come on, give me a spoon. Which is like, I don't know. Like, I feel like Gary really pushes it.
And Colin's like, really? Because he sees this. And he's like, Daisy and Gary have always been flirty, but there's a level of respect you can have with someone you're hooking up with. Yeah, there's also a level of respect fucking Gary could have for you when he knows it. Like, why are you getting all pissed off at Daisy?
No, Gary's, I think he's getting mad. I know, he's getting mad at Gary, I thought. He was getting mad at Gary.
No, he said there's a level of respect you can have with someone that you're hooking up with. He's hooking up with Daisy.
I thought so he was saying I interpreted it that he was saying that Gary could have some respect for them. He's like, meaning that like the you, when he was saying you, I interpreted it as like a, like you general being you, the person who's hooking up with Daisy. But you're saying it was at Daisy.
You can have a level of respect with someone you're hooking up with. I mean, I don't know. It doesn't really matter. So I just wrote, why is Colin? I guess it does, because I'm saying Colin's completely failing this episode. I was like, Colin gets a failing grade for this episode. Okay? He's failing to me. So Mads and Lucy are sitting together, and Lucy's like asking about Gary. Like, how you feeling with Gary? It must suck to be Lucy, you know? I don't like to be in that position where it's like, you have to be the one asking the person who's getting everything. It's like, wow, you must really hate winning Monopoly every single time we play. Is that difficult for you? Is that difficult? Everyone's in love with you. Does that hurt you in any way? How's that going for you?
Yeah. And Mads is like, I mean, I just don't take him seriously. I mean, look at it. Look at his personality. Look what he's doing. And it cuts to him. He's like trying to motorboat Daisy, but he's sort of just giving her like a raspberry on the chest.
And he's doing the dirty dancing lift also. He's like, oh, I had the time of my...
She's like the... wind. So Mads is like, I can't fucking talk to Alex or whatever, but without it being an issue, but like, I'm not going to give this too much serious emotion to someone who's like not going to put serious emotion to me. And she's right. Like the moment she like does anything towards Alex, Gary gets all jealous. He's like, what are you talking to Alex? But then he can like go up to Daisy and like faux motorboat her and like hug her from behind and ask for cuddles and for spoons and kisses.
It's yeah, bullshit. But she's also just fallen into the trap, which I had higher hopes for you, Mads. You know, like you knew all this. Why are you still hooking up with Gary instead of Alex when Alex is right there? You know, go hook up with Alex. Yeah. Fuck Gary.
I really was hoping she'd do that.
Getting worked up about it. She's like, and I'm not going to give someone emotions that's not doing the same to me. This is bullshit. See, it's working. He's getting into your head. Come on. You can resist. I think out of everyone who's been on this show, I've had the most faith in you. You can do this. I believe in you.
I think she has been doing it. I think she's been doing a really good job. I think she's just like, this is...
I'm saying so right now is where she's failing. That's why I believe in her, because she has been doing a good job, but she's starting to fall into the trap.
I mean, she will inevitably fall into the trap. There's still a lot of season left, and there will inevitably be an episode where she goes, I can't help it. I have feelings for the guy. So, that's what they always say. I have feelings for the kid.
I see the path being walked down. I'm just be strong. Just be strong. You don't need to do this to yourself.
So, Lucy just feels bad for Madison because she thinks that Madison feels trapped. And then Lucy is like, yeah, you should go like talk to other boys because Gary's never going to be your boyfriend, you know? Then it cuts to Glenn. And now the music is very serious. It's like Master and Commander music. It's like dun, 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 dun. And he's like, he's on his little foil, the e-foil. He's like, this time I'm going to do it. Okay. And he like gets on and he stands. He's like, oh my God, I'm doing it. Oh, Canada. And then he falls off.
Oh, Canada. Oh, Kit Kat bars with no corn syrup in them. Here I go.
This is for you, Celine.
Maple leaf all the way. Oh,
Katie Lang, look at me now. He becomes intensely patriotic when he succeeds at things.
Yeah. So then Gary's lying on Daisy's lap now. And Chase is wanting to pour shots down their throat. And Colin goes to check on Alicia, right? And he's like, are you okay? Did I upset you? Is that all right? I've tried to put a call into my other shift friend, but he's currently at a James Beard nomination ceremony. So I would have introduced you, you know, for him to give you some tips or something.
Hey, let's just talk about something that has nothing to do with cooking. So, like, I don't know, what kind of car do you drive? Do you have Michelin tires? Because my friend, he has, like, he said he got a Michelin tire for each one of the stars he got. Oh, sorry. Sorry about that.
Oh, you know, I just wanted to make you feel better and let you know a lot of people don't have great readings and as a gat. You know, I just wanted to bring this along with your bedtime story.
It's quite common to have only two Yelp stars, okay? So it's all right. A lot of people do.
So she's like, oh, I mean, I'm fine. Obviously, it's hard to hear. I just want to be awesome. You know what I mean? And he's like, yeah, I should have known better than to bring something like that up. I'm an idiot. You know you're an amazing chef. Come on, let's be friends. We're good. All right. She's like, all right, we're good. He's like, all right, there we go. God, I can't wait for... What are you going to make for dinner tonight? Peanut butter and jelly? Is it going to be something like that?
Listen, you're an amazing chef. And I'm sure you walk into any elementary school in this country and they would be happy to have you.
I'm sure nobody does as good a Salisbury steak as you. Right.
You know, the meal you made last night, I was like, I feel like I am back on United Airlines. This is so wonderful. Back in coach.
So Daisy and Gary are still doing their weird flirt friend thing. And Daisy's like, so are we friends again? And he's like, oh, it's Daisy. And she goes, I don't know what he farts on her or something. Because she's like, you're gross. You're actually gross.
Yeah. And then,
like, it could be anything. You know, yeah, does he really, at like, her? Does he fart noise. On her? Does he burp up her nostrils? Like, who knows? I would believe any of it.
He could just be like rubbing his eye and like goo comes out. So Daisy's like, Daisy's like,
that's me. Actually, I should check. Oh,
your eye boogers. So Gary's like, well, I wonder what Colin's going to say about me. Or Gary says, blah, blah. And Daisy's like, oh, you're so worried about Colin. Colin's fine. And Gary's like, kiss me. Kiss me. Kiss me. Kiss me. She's like, no. Kiss me. Kiss me. Kiss me.
He's so gross.
So disgusting. Okay. Like, she doesn't want to. She's also into a new guy. It's like so disrespectful of her. Not let alone also his friend. It's just like,
yeah, but she's also doing it too. She's going like, no, Garrett. But she's also over there being lifted and like doing the flirt with Gary. And he's like lying on her lap, you know. And I think she's thinking like, Colin doesn't care. He knows like we have this kind of energy. You know what I mean? Whereas Gary is like purposely trying to piss off Colin or get back at Colin in some way. But they're both giving me the ick right now.
Well, he's still, regardless of that, he still should be more respectful. So Daisy is like, she's like, well, I've made it clear that Colin's who I want to be with. I think Colin is the healthier choice. And Gary, well, it's just a game to him. I think he wants me because he can't have me.
Yeah, what every man wants to be compared to a rap. Like, wow, you know, I think I've made it clear Colin's the healthier choice. Oh, wow. Are you choosing the salad over the slice of pizza today at lunch? Sounds romantic. Can't wait to see those nuptials.
So, yeah, she's saying that she just feels like, I just feel like I'm a number to Gary, but the difference is I'm the 20th pizza, as in I'm not there. Can't get me. So,
well, I'm sorry, burger. I'm having the bowl today.
I'm going to Sweet Greens today. That's what I'm saying. McDonald's. So now they all do some sort of like salmon race into the beach on their stomachs. It's just frolicking and it's just like lots of silliness, etc. And then Alex and Mads are sitting on loungers and they're clasping hands and he's like, finally. And he's just saying how he's having the best time. And she's like, we're like basically on like a vacation, having a holiday. He's like, yeah, that was a really uninteresting comment. But despite that, I really like you. You're pretty pretty.
And she's like, yeah, finally some alone time like we've been waiting for. And he calls her pretty and she calls him pretty. And Gary's watching them all annoyed. Like he hasn't just been doing, you know, the time of my life number from Dirty Dancing the whole time. Yeah. So then Chase and Alicia are watching Colin and Daisy in the ocean together. And Alicia's like, I love them together. And Chase is like, his hands are on her chest. Look at that. His hands are on her chest. And they're trying to make it sound like it's something romantic, but then it's Colin like throwing seaweed at Daisy and stuff. They're like laughing.
It really is. Colin just gathering seaweed because he knows he's going to have to wrap it around the pipes in the engine room later on. So now it's time for dinner. So they all put on their makeup and dress up and everything. Everyone puts on their most beautiful evening clothes. So in the case of Colin, it's his most formal free t-shirt with sleeves cut out. And Gary is that they're like Daisy and Gary and Colin are kissing in front of Gary. And Gary's like, whoa, bye. Like, this is ridiculous. Like, kissing in front of me is ridiculous. Ugh.
I can't say what I want to say, because this is a recipe for disaster. And so, no way to stand on there, buddy. Sorry.
Yeah, and he starts saying in a different language. I wasn't exactly sure which one. He starts saying snakes in the long grass, snakes in the long grass. I'm like, you are the snake, sir. You are the snake. Everyone else is the grass. Everyone else is grass that is just trying to grow, and you are the snake going through it and soiling it. You're a snake that is shitting in the grass. Snake shit too. And you shat in the grass. You have, there's snake shit in the grass now because of Gary.
You're Ariana Grande in a donut shop, just walking in there and licking everything. You know?
Yeah.
You can't lick all the donuts. They are not all yours. Okay. You can't claim all the donuts, no. Miss Grande.
No. So now they've sat down for dinner, and Alex and Mads are still being flirty and stuff. So then this is actually something I felt was wildly inappropriate, because Daisy is sitting next to Gary, and Daisy's looking away from Gary at the rest of the table, and he actually grabs her head and pulls her head over to his face and starts like trying to kiss her. And I thought, like, okay, everything up to then was sort of like flirty, crossing lines, flirty, inappropriate. But that was actively like, that was bad. I actually thought that was bad to pull someone's face in and like force them to kiss you.
Yeah, and he's like, I know deep down you like me, Daze. I don't give a fuck what you say. So I think we need to be together, but clearly it's not going to happen now. Blah, 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 blah. And it's like, you hooked up with Mads the first night. You've shown me your behavior. You've shown me what's meant to you. And she's like, he's the pattern. It's ridiculous. I'm like one of 10,000 girlfriends here. And he's like, well, I know you've got feelings for me too, Daze. Think about it from my perspective.
What?
Your perspective? You just literally fucked somebody yesterday.
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
Last night. You cannot claim everyone as your own, okay? So, meanwhile, Chase is telling Alicia, he's like, by the way, I just want you to know, you did an unreal job with the food, you know, the way you reheated those mozzarella sticks. I mean, they were still cold on the inside, so I guess you messed that up. Wow, she can't even do mozzarella sticks. But, you know, that's okay. At least you're doing a great job. Great job.
So then Daisy is talking to Gary. She's like, are you okay, Gary? Don't do that. Don't do that. Don't play into this. This is why she's a drama queen, too.
Yeah.
You shouldn't even be playing into this with Gary. You shouldn't be sitting next to Gary in the first place.
Exactly.
You should be sitting next to Colin. You shouldn't be playing with Gary all day, playing these flirty games. It's shitty. It's shitty of her, too, you know? But Gary's taking it so much further. But then he starts getting all upset at dinner, so everybody will know. And now she's going to go play into it by walking off with him.
I guarantee in her mindset, she's thinking like, well, I don't want to have to change. I don't want people to think like the dynamic change. Just because I'm hooking up with Colin. So she's going to be like, no, like, because this is what I would do even if I weren't hooking up with Colin. I guarantee that's what she's thinking. Because I agree. I don't think it's her fault that Gary is a slime bucket. But I'm just saying, if I were her, I definitely would be like, if Gary's all up on me and there's a guy I like, I'm not trying to be hanging
get
around the person who's
Gary,
all up on
dude.
Me. Who's going to possibly
yeah,
fuck something
get
up.
Away from Gary.
Yeah.
You know?
So she goes and he's like, well, I wish I didn't have COVID. I think everything would have been different. I knew you like me, and I know you like, if I didn't have COVID, I would have been on the boat the first night, and then if I did that, then, you know, I would have fucked you on the boat one more time, and then started fucking Mads, and it would have been totally different.
Yeah, I love blaming COVID. So Daisy's like, this is too complicated. And he's like, you're with Colin to get back at me. That's how I feel. You're being spiteful. And she's like, I don't want to be with you because you're with literally everybody else. Can we roll the tape? You know, it's like the Mambo Number 5 lyrics
takes
come
6 hours
on the screen.
I was like, oh, that's why we have a second episode of Below Deck, because we have to have a full episode dedicated to the flashbacks of Gary hooking up with other people on the show. It's like, okay, well, this is a long, long list of people. It's still going.
And she's like, you could have had me a million times over and you didn't want me. And now that you can't have me, you want me. And he's like, bullshit. That's a bunch of bullshit. And she's like, I'm not playing into this bullshit game. But you are. You are. You're like literally having a big emotional fight with Gary in front of everybody at dinner. Like, come on.
Yeah. So he's like, but you asked me to stay at your house and you know, and you said no. And she's like, yeah, exactly. I said no.
He says you wanted me to stay at your house and I said no. And she goes, exactly. And you made your choice. So fuck off.
Yeah. So then everyone's watching them, and then so then the bombshell moment, and Gary goes, having sex with you is fucking amazing. And Daisy's like, and she like looks at the camera like, oh, fuck, it's out there. That was, so that was Gary's big dick move, because he puts it out there unambiguously on camera, intentionally. It's an intentional, like, he's humiliating her. He knows he's humiliating her because the entire next episode is about how, oh, I was keeping my promise. So he knows it meant a lot. Enough that he had to keep a promise. He intentionally puts it out there to embarrass her, to undermine her relationship with him, with Colin, and whatever other mindfucker he wants to do. I was like, oh, you are such a piece of shit.
Yeah, because they had an agreement to not bring it on camera, which right. I think is so funny, because they were putting pictures of themselves at Disneyland on Instagram. Like, it was so obvious at that time. Everyone's like, oh, Gary and Daisy are dating now. Because right. after that whole season, last season, it was like, oh, and there they are out together partying with whoever. Like, they're totally hooking up. And I guess it was never official on the show, right? Because they haven't said that.
Yeah, they just kissed on the show.
But they have said that when they were off, they were doing something, because then she told Gary to leave him alone on this season. And so he's trying to leave her alone and move on with. I mean, I just thought it was known. I guess I was surprised that it was this big of a surprise.
I guess
it was, because it actually hadn't come out on camera. And she's like, oh, yeah. Shut the fuck up. You're such a moron. I don't want to be involved with this. I'm so done with this conversation. And now everyone's just watching them, you know? And she's like, why didn't you kiss me in London then? And he says, because you were with your friends. And she's like, but you'll kiss anyone else in front of anyone else, Gary. And the truth is, you make choices and we have to live with your choices.
And it's funny rereading this part here about, like, because later on in the next episode, Gary is like, I guess I did it as revenge, because she's like so happy to make out with Colin and like not and like wants to hide the thing with me. But I'm like, that's exactly what you did too. Like, you made out with people in London, but then, like, you know. So anyways, he says the sex thing.
Wait, he made out with people in London?
Because isn't it that she says, you'll kiss anyone. And she said, we were having a good time with friends and I wanted... She goes, why didn't you kiss me in London? Like, you wouldn't kiss me in London. And he's like, well, he comes up with an excuse. And she's like, well, you'll kiss...
they were out with her friends. And she tried to kiss him and he wouldn't kiss her.
And so she says, oh, well, you'll kiss anyone in front of anyone, but like me, you won't. So you have like a parallel to that in the next episode where Gary says, oh, I let this secret out because she was basically... kissing Colin out in public, but then is like embarrassed about me. So it was like a weird, it was like a,
well, I guess parallel. They both have some secret,
they have issues with public,
so weird,
public facing affection. So anyway, so we get the thing about the sex again, because we sort of had that, like, a mini rewind because the commercial break, and then Daisy's like, I don't want to be involved in this, I see your behavior. And Gary's like, well, fuck right off actually, blah. So,
it's like having sex with you is amazing. And she's like, you know, fuck my fucking life. Me and Gary slept together when we ended in Mallorca, and we also slept together at Disneyland, all right? And after that, he did his usual Gary thing, going from female to female, and I just wanted this to be between me and Gary, private, not such a mess.
Well, you guys already messed it up when you ruined your, like, sexy... international fling where you had sex in Mallorca and then you followed up with sex at Disneyland. You just really killed that. Now I see why this never really got off the ground, because when you followed up with sex at Disneyland, it just doesn't have that same sort of like exotic flair as like the Mediterranean sun-kissed.
Well, it's also can be traumatizing, I would imagine, because you go to Disneyland on a date, you have sex, and you're surrounded by like what could be the consequences. It's just screaming snotty children everywhere. Know. You know, I mean, how's that supposed to make anybody go back for more? You know,
talk about a terror of terror. So Daisy's like, I don't know what to say. I don't know what to do. I don't know what you want me to say. It's been done. It's happened. So Gary's like, so there's no chance of this happening again. And she's like, no, we have to fucking move on, Gary. I can't go in the past, okay? You're with Mads. I'm with Colin. I really like Colin, and I feel a lot for him. But just how I feel for you, it's what it is. I don't know what to tell you.
And I think she literally says, I feel for Colin like I feel for you. I was like, oh, God, this is a mess. So Colin is seeing this and he's like, Gary, what the fuck? You know, so now Daisy comes back to the table and she's upset but refuses to talk about it. And
may
so
I say this something? Is
just a mess.
Yeah. Sorry. I have a thought.
Go ahead.
When she says, you know, like, oh, well, it's in the past. You're with Mads. Now I'm with Colin and I really like Colin. What bothers me about this is that this is actually very rom-com-y, where she doesn't say, I don't like you like that. I don't have feelings for you, so you have to move on. She instead is like, oh, well, it's a different situation now. So it's almost implying like, I do maybe like you, but
well, that's the now thing. I'm with something else.
And I'm like, you should say you don't like him. Just say you don't like him.
But she does. That's why I'm saying she's playing into it too, because she's like, yeah, well, you had your chance with me and you blew it, and so I moved on. And that leaves the door open for him to be like, oh, but I didn't mean to blow it. I was into you. It's not that I wasn't into you. It's that dot, dot, dot.
Yeah.
And also it's very flimsy. Like, you're with Mads? Please, that's not a relationship. That's like some crew, you know, that's some yachty season long affair. Everybody knows that. And you've made out with Colin a couple of times. That's been like, what, 2 days? So it's not like you're both in other like real relationships either yet. So it does seem where it's like, you had your chance, you blew it, and now he has to spend the rest of the time convincing us that they're the ones who are really meant to be together. So yeah, I feel for Colin, but he should have seen that one coming.
I mean,
everybody has known what's between Daisy and Gary. I mean, it's been obvious this whole season there's been crazy stuff between them. So I don't know. I would have just stayed out of that one.
I just wish that she had authoritatively said, I don't like you. Like, I totally get it. She's like, well, you know, I was open to you and I liked you. And then you just proved that you're totally not reliable. So I've moved on and whatever. I get that. But I wish she'd also added like, and I don't like you like that.
But I think she does like him. I think she's probably, this is like, she's giving, I think Gary is the ultimate husband. If there ever was like a couple to come out of this, I would think it would be Gazy and Derry. I actually love that that's our couple name, Derry, because I love Derry. You see, it's meant to be. Who doesn't love cheese? You know? So I think that ultimately that would be the couple, I would think. So I think she's like, you know, you had your chance and you didn't. And now I'm with Colin, which she has to know is going to bug the shit out of Gary, right? But who cares, because he's constantly doing shit to bug her with everything else. But it leaves a mess for Colin. But Colin should also know better than to mess with Daisy when he knows that Gary's been after Daisy for 2 years. So I don't know. It's a mess.
It's a mess. So, so Colin's asking Gary what that was all about, and Gary's like, well, Daisy's ridiculous. It's Daisy. So then, they're in their van. They're in the vans. They're driving back, and Lucy's spilling drinks all over things, and Alicia's like embarrassed that she cried earlier. And Glenn is watching is back on the yacht, and he's like in bed watching a nature documentary about humpback whales, and he's like really
into
it.
That's so good. I love when we get his like day off nature listens, you know. Yes. Although they've never been observed while mating, scientists have concluded that humpback whales have numerous sexual partners. Also, during a Gary storyline is perfect. You know?
Yeah, exactly.
Because we never really witness him mating either, but we know he has numerous sexual partners. Also, no one has observed humpback whales mating. How is that possible?
I don't know. Part of me felt like that actually was not what was playing on his iPad at all, and that the producer just put that audio in there just to fuck with us.
Maybe he's unfactual. Really watching Ozark, but
he's watching Lingo. So so then Gary's asking if Mads are gonna
I'm sorry, I can't go on yet. I just need to put out a request. Somebody please observe humpback whales fucking. Like, how has that not been done? Like, it's 2023. We know a lot of shit right now. We don't know that. Go watch them. Somebody send a goddamn camera down there. What do I have to do everything myself? Okay, thanks, Ben. Go ahead.
Well, if it was a fake, what I'm saying is, if it was a fake documentary that the Below Deck producers put in there, then that may not be factual. The humpback whales may have been observed, I think. You know, that could be hard to find.
I don't like you trying to trick me with hypotheticals. You're like, well, if this was fake, then that could be fake. But we don't know this is fake.
Wait a second.
You're really fucking with the facts in my head.
You are the king. You are the king of of saying, well, what we're really seeing here, she doesn't mean that for that. She means that because she wants another contract and she's fighting for a contract.
Right, so but I'm you're layering it with multiples to try and fuck my brain over, okay?
I'm just giving my conspiratorial theory about the nature. It's just I'm applying it to a nature documentary instead of a Real Housewife.
Well, you're fucking with my brain, so have fun scrambling my fucking brains. You're a master chef at that. There, are you happy? You are the best chef. I'm looking up. Have we observed humpback whales mating?
Okay. Humpback whales mating. This is
they have
about.
Never been observed mating either in Hawaii or anywhere else in the world. But by traveling to Hawaii, female humpback whales make themselves accessible to sexually active whales. A lot of them. How do we know this? How do we know if you've never seen it? If a whale mates in Hawaii, but nobody is there to see it, did the whale mate? I don't know. Then where are the baby whales coming from?
You know what? Humpback whales then are sort of just kind of like Gary and Daisy, just never observed.
They're the ultimate secret fuckers.
And they go back to hump. Well, Ronnie, well, I'm sorry.
That could have ended our marriage.
I'm sorry, I'm glad
we have Google.
Yeah, I'm sorry I questioned. I'm sorry I questioned your dedication
anything,
to this fact.
Because it wasn't even questioning me. I don't care if you questioned me. It wasn't that. It's just you're fucking my brain. Like, now I'm like, so humpback whales have been observed mating? You know, it's just like you're sending me through these spins.
Well, you know what? It was more like I don't always trust the things that Below Deck serves us. You know, I think we're spending so much time reading between the lines between Gary and Colin and Daisy that it was only a matter of time that I just extended that to a nature documentary that Captain Glenn was watching. Like, what's the real story here? You know, he should have been watching that, knowing that Gary and Daisy have feelings for each other.
Ultimately, I have no right to be annoyed. I should be extremely proud of you because you're right. I am the conspiracy theorist who's like trying to constantly tell you, Ben, there's more than what they're showing us. Believe nothing, you know, and you're now believing nothing. And I'm like, what the hell, Ben?
I know. You're like, wait, but believe the thing about the whales.
Like, you literally can't win.
You're like, believe nothing about human nature, but believe everything about whale nature.
If you already didn't feel married enough to me, there you go. Okay, you just can't win. Nothing you can say is you're not going to be able to win. Okay, so let's go on. Because we've still got another one of these biatches to do. So the man arrives. It's now sunset, and Daisy and Colin are hugging. And Colin's like, "So is there any drama?" And she's like, "No drama. Come on,
just call me Mary J. Blige."
Yeah, he's like, I'm not stupid. Come on, men, what's going on? And she walks off. And so then Alex and Mads are flirting at the bar, and they're hugging. And he's like, are you okay? And she's like, I am. I really love you. And he goes, yeah, I love you. I'd totally smash you.
He goes, I don't want to hurt anyone's feelings on the boat, but Alex is a grown-ass man. Like, with Gary, I'm getting, like, a grown toddler boy with STDs. Like, I really did not play my cards right. I'm like, you're only in your... Look, you've taken the first trick, okay, in Hearts. There's still many more tricks to come. Like, you don't have to go for the same suit, okay? Change it up.
Yeah, it's not Canasta. You don't have to play the same game for 8 rounds, okay? You can change it up.
Get a new hand of cards. Okay, you didn't play your cards right, but the game's not over. New hand. Shuffle. Deal out a new hand.
Move
to the slots. Please go to craps. Digital poker. Anything. Just go see Cirque du Soleil. this whole casino.
So Alex is like, okay, so are you going to come upstairs or what? Like, go in the hot tub? And she goes, okay, but I have to use the head first.
As soon as you say head, Gary appears.
Yeah, I know. It's like head. You know, Gary pops up like, yeah, head. Head'll juice. He like whips out his dick and then farts.
And everyone starts singing Deo. So then Gary.
Wiener juice.
We blah, 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 blah. So Gary is
blah, 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 blah.
It's a very short-lived song. Blah, 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 blah. La 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 la.
Daisy, oh, come and garland your blah blah blah.
Okay. What's wrong with us? So those whales. The funny thing about whales is that they don't hump in public. They're very discreet. They're discreet whales. Okay.
Hmm. Okay, so Gary comes out of the bathroom. Alicia's stumbling around wasted, you know. And then we get split screens, okay?
I love
we see the split Alex screen. Drunk, walking around the hot tub, not going in, not really knowing what he's doing because he's fucking Alex, you know. So it's just a typical Alex is wasted scene. But then it's in split screen with what Gary and Mads are doing. So Gary pulls Mads in the room and she's like, but Chase is asleep. But they start hooking up anyway.
And by the way, like, he pulls her in the room like a caveman grabbing his wife by the hair. Like, he just, like, yanks her in. And the thing was, I was excited. I thought, naive Ben, see, look, earnest Ben, non-conspiratorial Ben, had this moment of, like, I think this is going to happen. I think this is the moment where Mad says, fuck Gary, I'm going to go to Alex. So I really thought she was going to go upstairs to Alex and they were going to make out. And then when Gary pulled her in, I was so mad. And then I thought, well, maybe she'll still do it. I'm just naive to think that was going to happen.
Yeah.
Didn't happen.
I mean, you said you were going to go upstairs. You have to go upstairs.
You said it. You said, at least just go upstairs and be like, I'm not going to come upstairs. And then go back downstairs.
Yeah, because, like, it's not like it's her duty to go hook up with Alex or anything like that. Who knows if they would even hook up? They probably would have just hung out. But the fact that you just ditched somebody and said you were going to meet them somewhere and then you didn't show up there, that has happened to me.
Literally didn't show up. Like, he's just, like, standing there, the wind in his hair. It was not nice.
Alex, come here. Let me hug you, Alex. Give me your Alex.
All the humpback whales are sad. So
I know the humpback whales are all mating. They're like, ha ha, like, we're fucking getting some right now, Alex. You loser. Not that you can see it.
Alex sees the humpback whales having sex. Wait, I saw it. But there was no one here to witness it with me. No one will believe me. I saw humpback whales fucking.
You're Alex, the only person in the world in history who's ever observed the humpback whales. she never comes up, and so Alex is like, well, I guess I'll just fuck myself. I was like, finally a storyline I can get behind this season. God, can we just show that we opened with your boner? Why not?
So he just, like, passes out right up there, and then Lucy is getting into Daisy's bed. They're all kind of, like, climbing into multiple beds, lots of people in different beds. And she's like, I just want to go to sleep. So he goes to a guest cabin and he starts snoring or something. And then Alicia's texting her boyfriend saying that she misses him, which has no consequence to anything. And then Lucy goes upstairs and finds Alex. They wake up Alex. They bring him downstairs. It's just sort of like lots of musical chairs with people.
Alicia's boyfriend texts back. Oh, I'm sorry it took me so long to text you back, but I'm actually watching MasterChef right now. Just saw the best chef I've ever seen. She's like, oh.
He's like, oh, wait, hold on a second. I just got a James Beard Award, which is so strange because I'm actually never even cooked anything. They said best bicyclists. So Alex goes to bed.
Lucy goes outside and finds Alex sleeping. He's fallen asleep. So she's cracking up and she brings him into the room where everybody's kind of in each other's bunks. And, she drops him in there. She's like, this is fucking gold. So they're talking about a sleepover and something. And Daisy's like, I'm going to go to bed. So Colin's like, I'll come with you. So he comes out and he's wearing, like, huge earmuff.
Like
sound stoppers because of her snoring. And they're cracking up. So they go to bed together. And meanwhile, Gary is topping Mads and they're about to bone. And he's like, should we go to the guest room? And she's like, oh, that's fair. So they move on to the guest room. And then Daisy and Colin are making out.
They're like, really?
And she stops. Yeah, she's like on top. And then she stops. And she's like, so I wanted to be honest with you, but I wanted it to be private. With me and Gary, it's getting complicated. We have slept together.
Dun, dun, dun.
Colin's like, you guys slept together, did you? She's like, yeah, in LA and Menorca. He's like, all right, you slept. Please. Did you guys have sex in Disneyland? I mean, that's just sad. That's real sad. And she's like,
Are you mad that we slept together?
And he's basically like, just a little confused because, like, I was led to believe there was nothing going on between you two. She goes,
well, I asked him not to tell anyone, and he respected that, so please don't be mad at him.
And he's like, yeah, I'm going to go sleep in my cabin, 100%. All right, you have to respect that. You have to respect it, because I just need to figure it out. She's like, stop calling, don't go. He's like, this is bullshit. And she won't let him out. She's like trying to block him in. And he's like, twice then? You fucked him twice? Oh, my God. I mean, if it's once, that's a mistake. If it's twice, you fucked Gary on purpose 2 times? God, you've ruined yourself for me. You've also kind of ruined teacups for me, not gonna lie. Please tell me you didn't go on the Matterhorn. Please.
Oh, would it make it any better for you if I told you it was in the Jungle Cruise? Oh, man, I just booked a safari. Yeah.
So she's like, please don't go. Please don't go.
And he does.
He goes, because I feel so fucking stupid. That's the end of that one.
But don't you worry, we're going to come back in an episode tomorrow talking about the next episode that was on last night. And it's going to be about more Gary triangles.
Triangle. Right? It's out in public now. It's out in public. And it's getting bad. So, yeah, that was it, everyone. So, thanks, everyone, for listening and for watching, for those of you here who are watching. And we are going to catch you on the next episode. Bye, everyone. To be continued.
Bye. Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela.
Itchels.
Aaron McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Hava Nagila Weber.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
She's always supplying, it's Kelly Ryan.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the burger.
You're never alone with Lacey Monteleone.
Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino.
There ain't no problem that Sarah Salvia can't solve ya. The Bay Area betches, betches.
And our super premium sponsors, the incredible edible Matthews sisters.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
She's not harsh, she's Jill Hirsch.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva. Erica 500 Days of Summers.
She's the queen bee, it's Sarah Lemke.
We love him mad. It's Kyle Pod Chadley.
Don't get salty with Christine Pepper.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo.
Nobody holds a candle to Jamie Kendall.
Give him hell, Miss Noel.
Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
Let's get real with Caitlin O'Neill.
We want to hang with Liz Lang.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony. Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Couture. We love you guys.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Watch What Crappens ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.